So the next type of production is batch production, and this involves manufacturing a limited number of identical goods at the same time, such as cakes, breads, or books. Each stage of production will be completed in a batch before all goods are moved on to the next stage. So a baker might do white loaves first and do a batch of 200, and then move on to brown loaves and do a batch of 200, and then might move on to scones. And that's so each product is done in a batch and then it's moved on to the next stage. Small companies will use a combination of job and batch production. So the next one, the advantages of batch production. Workers do not need to be as skilled as job production. There's more efficiency and less time wasting. So there's less, so we know what's going to be done. So we're going to do 20 or 200 of this, 200 of this, 200 of this. So you move on fairly quickly. You're not waiting for any raw materials to arrive. And the average cost of production is less than job production. So it's a lot cheaper to do your batch productions than it is to do job production. Disadvantage then, so requires more equipment. So it's very machinery oriented. So you're going to have a lot more equipment to make this. Batch productions required more management skills. So the planning of doing the batches, the organizing of doing the batches, and the controlling of doing the batches is very, very important. So for it to run smoothly, they need to be in place and working really, really well. So there's your batch production and your advantages and disadvantages of batch production.